All right, guys, we are here at World Famous Comedy Store Podcast. This is a very exciting. I have a guest host, co-host this weekend.
All right.
The great Don Barris is
here.
Hello,
Eleanor. Woo! Hello, Eleanor.
Thank you so much for filling in for Rick.
Yeah, I filled in for Rick, and yet when I came here, I saw Rick upstairs.
What's... But his family's here. So
oh, really? He can't come down and bring his family in here?
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
You want him to bring his dad and his sister?
I would like to. I know his sister.
He just got in from San Fran, so he's a little wiped out. And he just, you know, that's
excuses.
Rick. He's going to get his money in the main room and he's going home. That's how it is. He's got family here, man. But he was very excited that you were filling in for him.
He was not.
He was. So how have you been, Don Barris? What are you doing? You're like a teenage girl. You're looking at your phone the whole time.
Actually, the day this is being recorded was Adam Ebay. I don't know which one it is.
It's Egit, but we call him Ebay, yeah.
It's his birthday.
I know.
And everybody's trying to keep a secret about it. Somebody let it out somehow.
Who let the secret out?
I have no idea.
Not at all. So you yelling, they're bringing a cake for Adam, keep it quiet, while Adam was behind you, wasn't you letting the cat out of the bag?
I don't think so.
So you think he probably didn't hear you yelling it?
I don't know. I just don't think that I did it. You know, I had originally said, why don't you come in and join us today because we're doing the podcast, Brian. We come in here, we get in the studio together, create some old
Brian
magic.
Holtzman.
Brian Holtzman. Yeah. And as usual, Brian doesn't come.
But here's the thing. Brian's not on until later. So, I mean, maybe he's just thinking, I don't want to come this early. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what his problem is. Maybe he just doesn't like working with you.
Maybe nobody likes being down here.
Your co-host? Yeah, Rick doesn't want to come. I'm driving people away. It's me.
And I'll take it a step farther. Now, I'm sure they haven't gone to you, but I got an email the other day from Eric saying that from now on. Oh, look at this.
Hello. Hi, Brian Holtzman. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, hello.
You're nice
hello,
and bundled
Brian.
Up.
I don't know if you know this. In show business, you talk near the mic. I know you
right
retired.
Right into the mic, yeah.
You retired.
One, two, three, testing.
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
Can you hear me now?
What happened to your mustache? You cut a little
thinner.
Bit of it. Yeah. It used to be this thing that had the little twirls at the end. Now it's just
I got to move my car. I'll be right back.
No,
okay?
No, you don't have your car.
I'll have to move my car.
Why?
Listen.
Why?
You,
because I mentioned your mustache?
Lean forward, Don.
What do you mean? Your
mustache, but it does look like a Latino girl's eyebrows.
Yeah,
it's
very
thin.
That's the look I'm going for, actually. So.
Okay. I don't know. Why are you going back to your phone?
Because Brian's here. No, you know, I come here.
But you
here.
Wanted him to come. He came.
No.
So excited. He does want to work with you.
You kind of asked me if...
Anytime, my schedule permitting, I'll be part of a project, but... Lately, I haven't had the time. I've been so busy.
You've been really busy?
What are you doing? Now, you completely retired from show business.
It's up for sale, and it needs attention. There's a lot of things that need to be replaced.
You're completely out of show business now.
No, I wouldn't say
that. You went there last time. You said you replaced all the knobs and stuff and wiped the blood up. And
We had some problems.
Okay.
We had some guests that were
less
than neat.
Is it all cleaned up now?
It's getting there. It really is. It really is.
Brian, how long have you been doing stand-up now?
It's called Hotel on the Hill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hotel on the Hill. I was trying to ask.
Soy Road, number 5.
Soy. Okay. I get the joke. Why do you call it dim sum?
I'm missing the headset. You don't need the
I don't have. Anymore. They're called headphones, and I don't have them either.
They
and
took
Eleanor
them away from us.
Doesn't
Why
have
is
it.
That?
Because what's happening is I think they're charging for studio time, so that only the people who pay get the headphones.
It's 50 bucks.
You shouldn't have to pay to promote the Comedy
I'm not paying
Store.
Paying to do a fucking thing.
The Comedy Store podcast. Why would they?
I'm not
going to
pay either.
But they took the headphones away. I don't know why. Mm. Apparently, nothing works. We get a lot of complaints about our sound and shit like that.
Right.
So we're trying to make it work. We'll see what happens. How have you been, Brian? I was asking you a question. I'm curious how long you've been doing stand up.
1988.
Wow. Because I watched you the other night, and you were so last night, and you were so fucking funny.
Thank you, Ellen.
Your R. Kelly shit. I was screaming. Don and I were backstage.
Quick question. I was here long before him. I didn't see you talking about my stand-up.
I love your stand-up.
No, you didn't. You didn't say one damn word about it. You talked about Dice during my time.
What does that mean?
You started talking about, have you seen Dice's Instagram?
Well, I just
and no, I stopped watching Dice's Instagram when he took a picture with me and he said, labeled me as a fan.
He was trying to be funny.
He's never been funny.
Just like he's fighting with his doctor about his diabetes.
I have a quiz.
What's the quiz?
Who are the three backup singers? Who were the three male backup singers backing up Sam Kinison on the Johnny Carson show? Can you name those three?
Yes, I can. Mitchell Walders, Carla Bove, and Alan Stevens.
You got it. You got it.
He wouldn't do it without them. Did you know that?
I saw that on the
Do you know the
Carl
whole
told us that, yeah.
Well, you know his big thing. He said he would never do the Tonight Show because when he was coming up, he said he'd never perform comedy on the Tonight Show. That's the reason he sang on it, so he could keep his promise that he would never do comedy on the Tonight Show. So he sang.
Because, well, wait, he didn't like the booker, right, or something?
Well, they didn't let him on. And
right.
I'm sure
they
it was part of the booker.
Him.
Yeah.
That's terrible. What are you playing with? Is something dirty?
No,
I
mean,
I know
fine.
Your OCD
it
is
looks like that should,
it should
a
be straightened
little to the right.
Okay.
A little.
You need to straighten
to the right.
Everything. I don't think you should move things around on them like that.
Well, you moved it over here.
Tuesday.
Where are you going?
We're going back to Long Island.
I will be working brokerage February 15th and 16th on Long Island. Yeah. Why don't you go to the club and do some time?
He's out of show business.
Brian, why don't you? You're still doing stand-up.
No, he's not.
I just came from the Adam Innerhertz birthday party. I mean, what do you mean, am I out of show business? I was at the birthday party when they blew out the candles.
Adam?
Did he blow out the candles?
Egot? You mean Egot? Adam Egot?
eBay.
Yeah, what'd you call him?
Egot? That's like an endangered fish. Egot. The egots are endangered.
Oh, you should still do comedy with that kind of funny right there. That's good.
Oh, yeah. The egots are in town.
Very
it's just a school of
huh?
fish. Is
hey, did you
saying?
See upstairs the co-host of this show who's not here tonight was upstairs?
His family's here. Leave him alone. He's got his sister who just got engaged. She's 21 years old. They're partying.
She at the club, the sister?
Yeah,
oh,
she's
I'd
up
like
there.
I'd like to meet her.
What does that mean? That seemed weird the way you said that.
I want to see her. I want to see if this
she's
resembles.
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
You look
yeah.
like the mailman. You look like the postman.
That's my family.
There you go. You are on a roll. You should have never gotten out of stand-up.
Yeah. Don, how long have you been out of stand-up?
I'm still doing it. I do it every night here at the world-famous comedy store, right. Bar and Grill. And every day I do a little stand-up when I do the audience warm-up for TV shows
comedy
that I work
store.
On.
That look is at
absolutely
this. They have
true.
A comedy. They have a room in the basement for podcasts. They have three full house rooms.
And, right? And none I mean, of these microphones work.
And,
we'll be fine.
Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
The episode we did last week, there was 10 minutes where my mic was completely off and it sounded like Rick
Who did
was
you get a chance
himself.
To interview?
Actually, last week it was just Rick and I.
Oh, solo.
Yeah, because I thought I'd interview Rick.
And what'd you talk about?
We talked about everything, but while I was asking him questions, my mic was off the entire time.
Talking about.
Because he interviewed me once. Talking about what?
That song.
No, I'd love when you sing. Go ahead. Is that what you're into?
He used to sing Rufus with Chaka Khan. Now,
you know it. You know it, Don.
Yeah. Chaka Khan. Tell me something good.
You know what one of my favorite is?
No.
I just saw her yesterday.
That's not how
I just saw her, and I did not say, you
that's
know what I
words.
Mean. You
that's,
know what I mean.
That's not the words.
That's an oldie, but no. I just saw her with my best friend.
Can I ask you a question? You were yelling at Don about something earlier, and I don't understand.
I wanted
Turning
to lean in.
A microphone off. What does that mean? In Westwood.
Oh, you know, when I came to the town,
is that real,
I was over
Don?
At the Westwood Comedy Club, and they called the comic's name to come up, and I wouldn't even mention his name. And
oh, go ahead. We have a disclaimer. You can say whatever you want.
And he wasn't there.
Okay.
So I don't know
who it was.
We have a disclaimer. It doesn't matter.
Tell him who it was. Big Shot.
It was Buddy Harrelson from the New York Mets.
No, it wasn't Buddy Harrelson. That's a fucking lie. Oh, maybe that works wherever you're working now and collecting your pension. But let me tell you, this is the real comedy world. Tell him who.
Yeah, who was it? You look so cozy. Two coats on. It's amazing.
Jamie Kennedy, I think.
It was Jamie
Kennedy is from Philadelphia.
Well, he was here. He was at the Comedy Store Westwood.
Okay.
He was called to come up. I was the guy to introduce him. Here he is.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But at the time, I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
And so this guy, breaking every rule in the comedy
Not
etiquette.
Not my Brian.
Yeah. He decided he would come up and claim that he was Jamie Kennedy.
And how did you find out? How did your mind put it together? How did you string it along where you found that there was an imposter up there?
Well,
who really was an imposter? Who was on the list?
There is, you know, there's a bunch of rats that would hang eating cheese and behind the comedy store in Westwood. And this rat named Sparky was the one that
told me. Oh, I wish Rick was here for that.
Sparky.
Rick drove Sparky out of here.
How's that?
Because he couldn't stand him, so he just kept coming after him, picking on him, fucking with him when
really?
He was on stage.
He moved
and
out of
he
town.
Stopped coming here. I like Sparky. I have no problem with Sparky, but he could be a rat. I believe that.
And he's
I believe
the one
that.
Who told you?
Yes. I also saw him sit and talk about Todd Lemish and make him cry when he was high. You're a loser, Todd. You're a loser.
Sparky did that?
All the time.
Oh, fuck him. I don't
and
like
Spark-
that.
Sparky
Harris
would-
Pete, if you're listening, we love you, buddy.
Harris, remember when he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago? He was great.
Oh, Harris.
Harris Pete, and then Brian Holtzman was like, you know, if I call you, that means I like you. I want to talk to you. And Harris said, well, if you call me and I don't answer, that means I'm not home. It's a home phone.
Or it means he doesn't like you.
No,
you
could we've talked since he's left town.
Have
oh,
you?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're good friends again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, why are you so nervous? Were you nervous to talk to Harris?
Oh, no. Harris. We used to eat pizza with him after the
yes,
show.
Yes, we did. We'd go out to eat. We'd go
where,
down.
Rainbow?
Actually, we would go
Joe's.
Mainly.
Oh, Joe's is my favorite.
I didn't go to Joe's. And the Joe's is the
you
worst.
You don't like Joe's?
I'll explain to you why I hate
you're
Joe's.
You're from Michigan.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah,
I'll explain why.
You like cereal.
Will you stop?
And 2% milk. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, is this what it's going to be about? I'll explain
How
to you.
How can you say that's not good pizza? Everybody from back east likes that
okay,
pizza.
Okay. Shut up, man.
Sorry,
I'm telling the
hear.
Story. This Joe guy
sorry,
was not
sorry,
really no. Joe.
Okay.
He took Joe's name from a pizzeria in New York.
Right.
Came out here, used the name Joe's Pizza. Used to hang out at Jimmy Kimmel Live all the time. Would come in there.
Oh.
He'd come in and he'd say, hey, anything I can do, anytime you want. Let me take care of you. Come by Joe's. I'll take care of you. So one time I go there and for the...
Hey, Brian, you got to be nice to him. Brian!
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. I just dozed off. Go ahead.
By the way, they're filming this, so if they can see you doze off or not doze off.
Go ahead. Anyway, the
Go
point
ahead
was, here was the end of the story that you interrupted by being an asshole. This
that
big help
me.
That he would give, that he'd always come up to me at the show. Oh, hey, anytime. Hey, here's my friend.
Yeah.
And I introduced because, you know, these guys, what I have found, a lot of these guys, they go to the green room with Jimmy Kimmel, and they think they're big shots. So
right.
If they can introduce anybody, it puts a little feather in their hat. And I was
Right.
I would always come over and talk to the guy. So when I went there, okay, yeah, absolutely, I'll give you a 10% discount on the pizzas that are like $30.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Joe's is terrible.
So you're just saying from a personal, but not the actual pizza. The actual pizza is pretty good. The people.
What are you looking at?
We can't understand what
there's
you're talking about.
There's a lot of tension in
How
this
could
room.
You say there's tension in the room? Because I came out here and I was nothing but nice. He's come in here and done nothing except try to bring people down.
Lean forward, Don. Lean forward.
That's what does what that mean?
That means lean in.
I don't know how much closer I could get
Where's
to the
Brody
mic.
Where's Brody Stevens when you need him?
What do you want Brody for?
To dance on the top of his head.
Are you mad at Brody?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right
we love
now.
Brody.
That could change.
What?
Yeah. You know why I'm not mad at him? Because when he says he's going to go somewhere and I expect him to be there, he'll show up. Is there anybody in here who's ever been invited to do something with me and then doesn't show up?
I always let you know ahead of time that I'm not.
Yeah, well, ahead of time.
Wait,
let's say
I'm never a no-show. You know I'm not going to be there. You know I'm not going to be there.
All right, here was a great experience that I went through. At 10 o'clock on a day that we really basically get to the radio show at 11:30, he calls and says, oh, the radio show's not on tonight. I said, yes, it is. And he says, no, it's not.
The time.
No, they didn't change it. No, they didn't. You're a liar. You're a liar. You are a liar. By the way, here's my bone.
There was another time that, remember that show that my friend Lexi got you, and then you showed up and you didn't like how the set looked, so you left.
Oh, the one in El Segundo?
Yeah.
They wanted us to get in a van. And I said, oh, I'm not getting in this van.
But it was a TV show that they were filming that Lexi got you on.
Yeah, and I went home and I told them, and they said, you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble. I always felt like telling them, hey, I got 14 day jobs. Fuck you, you know? I'm not in any trouble.
Did they threaten you and say that you're in big trouble?
Oh, yeah. They said you'll never work in this town again.
We can't do it without you.
And I just said, when they said we're going to get in a van.
What did you think was going to happen in the van? They were going
to
kidnap you?
They were going to drive us to other locations and do things.
That's
I was very
how you
uncomfortable.
Do it. You're supposed to park at one place and they drive you to a location.
Yeah,
That's how show business works.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Am I the co-host right here today?
I'm sorry. Yes.
I didn't know that. Help Eleanor. Me out. I got real spooked. I said, get in the van? Where are we going? What do you mean get in the van?
Wow, but that's amazing.
That's exactly how things work. Are you serious?
I didn't know.
Not in this world of Brian Holtzman. Hey.
Would you have gotten in the van?
I would have done exactly what
it
was told
back to and
do.
Forth and back and forth. Then I
think, it's called pick up, drop off.
Then
pick
I think
up,
I demanded like $1,000 or something. And they said, oh, no, we, of course, you know, the standard answer. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, no.
How much were they
going to
pay you?
It was a reality show, so it was probably.
Very spooky. The reality shows are very
special. How much were they
going to
pay you?
I've done two.
I don't think there was any
shows.
Money.
Yeah, I think there was.
What reality
there
show was
probably
it?
Probably just a day rate. What is that called? Yeah, am I saying
I don't
it right?
Know.
Day rate? Daily?
That is a day rate, yeah. But what show was this?
For
I'm
his, it was something
that.
With
that,
VH1 did, that my friend Lexi was casting. Remember Lexi? She used to like Brody Stevens. She had
so
big
did
crush
she ever
on.
Contact you about my absenteeism?
Oh, they all did. Yes, everyone called.
I'm so sorry, Eleanor. I just got spooked. Get in the van. Oh, I'm not getting in no fucking van. You watch me leaving. I'm out of here. I'm not getting in no fucking
van. Why are you
van.
Looking over there? Don't go away from the mic.
He wants to look
like...
into the TV right
oh,
there.
Okay. Yeah, oh, okay. No, the camera's on you. He's on camera, right, Brett? See?
I thought we were going to...
How about now?
I thought we were going to just, that was the location that we were going to use. And
you were wrong. You were wrong. And then you had to cause trouble, like on everything you do.
Well, like anytime you go to a set, though, usually they have a place where you park and then they'll drive you to the location.
Well, I'm used to going to the studio.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
You're there.
You get a drive on?
When they find out that I'm supposed to be there, I had some problems in the past with that, too. Why isn't my name on the list? Why isn't my fucking name on the list? I'm guest starring in this fucking role. Why the fuck?
You gotta sleep with Harvey Weinstein to get a drive-on pass. You don't get it just a drive-on pass.
Was it an MTV show or Comedy Central?
It was might have been VH1.
Did it go anywhere? Did I miss out on anything?
I probably didn't go anywhere because the lead didn't show up.
Oh, I was the lead?
Yes.
Nobody told me I was the fucking lead.
You were the judge or something. There was like it was like a contest or something in a house and.
How crazy is
see
that?
This podcast room?
Yeah.
This is just a little bit larger than the comedy clubs in New York City. Oh, my God. You go to the bathroom, take a piss at the fucking comedy cellar.
You can still watch
you're
the
in the
comic.
Fucking way of the fucking guy on stage.
That's not true.
I mean, can we
that's
make this club any smaller?
You're
oh, yeah. Let's have
you're
it.
You're exaggerating.
Fucking... No,
Admit that you're exaggerating. Admit that you're exaggerating.
Okay, guys, you got to calm down. Now, wait.
Who's the co-host?
You are.
Do you ever go to the comedy cellar while you're in there on the television show? You're in New York every 5 minutes. Have you gone anywhere besides the fucking.
Do you perform in Brooklyn when you go?
I've gone.
You should.
On stage a couple times. One time I did.
Oh, you did the stand, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, I remember
How'd you like that?
They,
it's in the basement.
The first time I was there, they looked at me as if I came from a different world.
Yeah.
That's weird.
They're very, they're New York. Yeah, the New York.
The next time,
you know?
Because they're not that bright.
Whoa.
Yeah, look at Dice.
Okay, all right, that's a good point.
Oh, they couldn't wrap their hands around what you were doing.
They couldn't.
Fuck it.
And asshole. Then the next time they got it because I explained to them. I slowed it down. I said, listen, here's what I'm going to be doing
now.
Maybe
it was the bridge and tunnel crowd that they talk about
possibly,
so much.
Yeah.
What's that?
These people that come from Queens and Jersey and Brooklyn, they come to Manhattan and they think they're going to have a night out and they got drool coming out of the side of their
face.
Have
you ever performed in Staten Island?
No.
That was the worst.
Mike Ricker lives there, so I avoided it with like the plague.
Let me tell you something. That crowd, they were so nasty. They were so evil.
John Mulrooney calls the cruise ship comic audiences savages. Savages.
No way.
Oh, yes.
Savages.
Savages
is a good thing. Like, I don't know. It's a new word people use in the wrong
savages?
Way. Savages? Yeah. What? Like, it's exciting.
Oh, this no. The savages means poorly behaved, unmannered, unkept, loud, stupid, obnoxious, and, you know.
That sounds about right for a cruise ship. Have you ever done a cruise ship, Don?
I've never done a cruise ship.
How about
you know what?
I've seen a cruise ship down in San
Have you been on one?
No.
Am I the co-host?
Yes.
Because I was in the middle of answering something. And then all of a sudden you cut me off to talk to Mr. Negative over here.
We'll give you all the transfer paperwork you want, Danny. But you got to ask me nice.
What movie is that from?
Few Good Men.
Is it?
He fucked him up, man. He was all set like...
It's my favorite comedy.
Oh, all right, what movie is this from?
How funny is that movie?
All right, what movie is this line from?
Dragged down his throat.
And you said grave danger or any other kind, right? Remember that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we got on... I apologize.
It's all right. I guess some people don't understand when someone else is talking. You don't talk over them when you're on a podcast.
Maybe
take
it's
the headphones.
Off.
I don't have a blindfold.
Bird box. Take the blindfold.
I don't have a blindfold.
I have a bird box.
What is a bird box?
I thought it was between my legs.
Hey now.
It's a box and birds go in it.
I saw a big billboard with...
I thought it was a porn. Did you watch?
Sebastian's got another billboard.
I did. I know. I sent it to him. I was so excited.
He's going to... did he play Madison Square Garden
yet? He already did it. Yeah.
How'd that go?
He did great. I think he did four nights.
How many nights?
So you could do Madison Square Garden for four nights and then just take the rest of the year off.
No, but he doesn't because Sebastian's a workhorse.
Yeah, but the more you make... The more you make...
Yes, he did. He did three nights.
So Sebastian did more than him.
He did.
How's Dice take that?
He's fine. He's great because more people are doing it now. I mean, he doesn't care about that.
I'll bet you that's not what he said. I'll bet you that's not what he said.
I know it's... He texted him and told him he was happy for him. Yes. Who's that? Somebody coming down looking for people?
I thought this was a girl, but this looks like a guy.
No, that's the sound guy from the main room.
I told him I was
down there. None of us are in the main room. I told them too, Brian. So they'll come get you in case.
Thank you, yeah.
I don't want. And I told them Don was here because Don's also performing tonight. The three of us are performing in
show.
The original room.
And I'm not getting in any van. They should have told me that you were going to get in a van. We're going to go to a satellite location. You know, don't spring it on me now. I thought I was where I needed to be, and I was going to do this thing and be back in my house in no time.
Remember when
we're getting in a van in L.A.?
Have you been in show business? You never get home back in your house in a prompt time.
Do you remember when I beat the shit out of you in Sunset Boulevard?
Oh, my God. That was my favorite fight in
yeah.
this building.
And it's been mentioned before.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
You're
what
very
was
proud
your...
of fighting with somebody who just got... epidural surgery on their spinal cord.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why you called timeout?
He didn't call timeout because of the watch. That was the reason he called timeout for that. My watch is coming off. Timeout. All right, well, this will ever be heard by anybody?
Hopefully, because Brett's working now, so we got...
Brett is good. I will say that.
And we hopefully...
I actually like Brett. Hey, Brett, let me ask you a question. Just say yes or no.
Just ask him. Now, what do you have to ask him?
Because I'm directing a question to him, somebody
co-host.
In the other room. I am the co-host. You are the guest. Shut the fuck
Wait
up when the co-host is talking.
We kind of have to respect our guest. Oh, no, the dog. You brought a dog again?
Oh, I brought my dog, Ranger. Come over here, Ranger, you little bitch. Ranger, down.
Are you smothering him? Why is he barking like that?
Love animals. Love fucking animals.
How are you supposed to talk around you?
What was the question you were going to ask Brett?
I was going to ask Brett, what's the deal with this $50 a set? Do you know anything about that? Yeah, you know what?
He said, show me the money,
honey. Let me tell you something. What they should do is get rid of all these shows of people that aren't here, charge them.
Regulars, right. I agree.
No, non-regulars. People
that's
that aren't.
What I'm saying. Like, the people that are regulars get to
people,
come do whatever.
People regulars, if they obey the rules. Do I obey the rules here? Am I a guy that, you know, I would
right
even say
Don's
this.
Right now, Don's asking Brett if he obeys the rules.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to find this out. You know what I would do? Here's what they should do. Take people that want to put a show on here and have a network.
Yeah.
I'll take this right away from you.
He can turn it off.
Hey, settle down. Lean forward.
Is
come
this mic
now.
Still on or did he turn it off? Because you got to be careful. You can
testing,
turn it off.
Testing.
Why don't they put it at Comedy Store
Ranger.
Network
sick.
Here?
Yeah, what are you going to do if Ranger bites Don?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to fill out a bite report. Send it down to the L.A. Public Bite Report in L.A.
How
County.
Do you know so much about dogs?
Well, I'm a dog enthusiast. Know? That's my job. I catch
Oh,
them.
You have a job?
What is your favorite animal? Is it a dog?
Rhinoceros.
Oh, I didn't expect that. That's what made
it
funny.
Rhino! It's a rhino!
So, I saw them having sex one time at the zoo. It was very exciting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my dad, my mom, everybody. We were like, yes.
So where is Rick's sister? His sister?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
Rick.
Well, they're probably gone
now.
Like
you said Rex.
21.
Barely legal, huh?
Okay, Brian, put your pants back on. Barely that's legal. Terrible. Rick's going to listen to this, maybe. Ooh. All right, he probably won't. So that's a great picture.
No, he won't. He won't listen to this.
Yeah, Rick will
that's
definitely
why he's not
listen.
Here.
Rick is slowly slipping away from me. He's like, I'm done with
is
this.
Is he?
No, I'm kidding.
So we're going to be flying in the air the same day.
Who?
When are you leaving L.A.?
February 3rd. Oh, wait, you mean next week? I'm sorry. I go to Minnesota on the 17th.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm working at the... House of Comedy, Mall of Americas, if you will.
There's a my friend Jeff Richards is in Chicago at a place called the Comedy Bar.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So if you want, I always ask him to show me videos of the inside of the club.
So you're saying
so
you
I'll
want
because I'll never go there or be there.
You sound like Rick. It's like he's here. Why are you saying you'll never go there?
You got to get into a van. So if you want to, Eleanor, just do a little 5-second video inside. I'm always curious. I like when you can enter through the backstage.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like when you have to walk through the crowd.
No, that's a terrible thing.
They put you in a corner.
You're like Andrew.
They
he
put
hates
you in a
that.
Fucking corner.
Yeah.
And the only
he
way out is
that.
Through the savages. Oh, give me a fucking break.
Where have you
savages.
Played?
I had I played in Chicago twice.
With who?
Anchorage, Alaska twice.
That was a Wheels gig,
I used
right?
to do La Jolla. Yeah.
Do you still work for Wheels? He can book you now. He's working in
he's
Sarasota.
Is he a booker now?
Sarasota?
Slash
Brian's
Catering,
manager.
Florida? Slash real estate? Slash gun owner? I mean, what the fuck does he cannot do?
He can book you down there.
Where, Florida?
You might have to, yeah, you might have to make some
I'll go
hot
to Florida
dogs,
when
you have to tell jokes
Florida.
After.
Nice, easy trip.
It's different.
It's nice during the
you
summer.
You
want to
open for
nice
Andrew? There's a couple of dates I can't do. You want to do them?
Where? How far?
Oh, boy. You don't have to get in a van, but you might have to get on a plane.
Where? We'll talk after the show,
okay,
Eleanor.
We'll see what happens.
Do I have to work with Wheels?
No.
How about Hot Top Johnny?
You just have to watch him smoke at night.
Hot he Top quit Johnny. Smoking.
Did he?
Long time now.
Chantix? Chantix?
The patch? Heart attack last year.
And then he stopped?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I saw him still with cigarettes.
No, he still chews on them because he's
weird. He likes to chew on the
I
tobacco.
Would never be able to do that. Are you a
just...
smoker?
No, never
were
have.
You ever?
Never.
You weren't a smoker. No, you're good. Don has like the best self-control.
Why did he just chew on a straw? How much are cigarettes to
saying.
Chew on?
$18 a pack sometimes.
Yeah.
One time in New York, it was $18. I go, Andrew, you're going to chew on this. So he keeps it in his rider, and then people
no
have to buy it for him.
Ever called him a bright guy.
I
no.
just
wait
saw
a minute.
Her yesterday.
Oh,
sing
that's
it,
so
Don.
Nice.
You know
of
the
you
words
to sing
better
it.
Than I do.
Doom, doom. I just saw her yesterday.
Woo! This is like Barris Kennedy Overdrive.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
it.
So what's going on? Are you in show business or out of show business? I'm confused.
I'm in the holding pattern right now.
What does
are
that
you
mean?
Waiting to get in a van?
Yeah.
Who was the person you showcased?
I'm so sorry I did that to you, Eleanor. You're never going to ask
oh,
me
Brian,
to do
it was the third time. It's fine. I'm good
why
with
you
it.
Can't open up for...
Why you can't?
King James.
King James?
Dice. How come you can't?
Because I'm headlining a couple places. I got a lot. I got
really?
Some good. Yeah, I got some
congratulations.
Decent.
Congratulations.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm
like
excited
some good,
for you.
Headlining gigs.
Let me ask you and be honest. Did you have to sleep with the club owner to get those gigs?
No. One, Sam Tripoli referred me, so I don't know what's going to happen when I get there. I may have to do it when I get there. We'll see what happens, but that's fine. And then Governors in Long Island,
beautiful.
The brokerage, I've already worked for them a couple
have
of times.
You?
Yeah. And then I'm doing a cruise, the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Oh, very good.
What is that?
That's February, first week of February.
Who's in there?
It's like Big J Okerson.
So you don't mind getting in a van?
No. I'll get in everybody's van.
Or a boat.
You know, all the Impractical Joker guys.
I don't know who those guys are.
It's Sal Volcano. And
so who?
You don't know who Impractical Jokers are?
You've heard of them, right?
You've seen them, haven't you, on the television?
No.
Well, they're
on the what?
On the,
on the what?
Huge.
I didn't quite hear what you said there. On the what?
I think it was television.
Oh, you said it differently the first
time. He certainly
time.
Did.
Yes, he did.
I think the dog bit him, and he messed up that.
Ranger, stop! Ranger, stop! Sit, Ranger! Sit the fuck down, Ranger! Sometimes it's hard to control these animals.
What do you do when you're away from, like, a comedy club? Do you just...
I'm fucking sleeping a lot. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I got a full-time fucking job. I'm coming here, like, and then I go
what
home.
What do you do for work?
I take little naps. I don't
what
actually
What do you do for
sleep.
Work?
I'm an animal control officer. You know that.
What kind of animals? Like, savage
whatever needs
audiences
to be picked up. Birds,
animals.
Cats, possums, raccoons, seabirds. You name it.
What's a seabird?
Like seagulls, Cameroon.
So what do? You go and you rescue these things?
We rescue them. We bring them down to San Pedro to the International Bird Rescue. What the fuck do you think? I'm taking them home and making soup out of them.
What's the best part
of
this?
Doing.
Huh? Best part of the job.
Best part of the job is reuniting pets with their owners, okay? What the fuck kind of question is that? I mean, the love that you see with these families when they find their pet and we can successfully re-find them and... rehome them. It's just fucking priceless. It's fucking priceless. Ranger, stop!
You have a real soft spot in your heart. That's beautiful.
Sorry, wait. So these are lost birds that you're finding, or these are birds
these are
that are stuck
birds.
In oil?
Sometimes
things?
When
do you bring Dawn dishwashing detergent? Does that really work?
No, that's for the bird rescue, Eleanor. We just transport. We don't rehabilitate.
Like, let's say that
what was that one?
We don't rehabilitate.
Let's
R-E-B-I-L-E,
what
silent A-I-B-L-E.
What part of the city do you work in?
Rehabilitate.
What part of the city do you work in? Hermosa
Beach?
South Bay. Let's say that a tanker goes over in the South Bay and there's oil everywhere. Are you one of those guys cleaning off the pelicans with soap and all that?
No, I like to wash the rocks.
I'm sorry?
I like to wash the rocks.
Okay.
When the oil tanker goes over, he washes the rocks.
Wash the rocks with what?
Anti-gel. Grease. It's an anti...
Like Purell?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Brian?
Hey, you know what?
What?
This is where we need a producer to put, like, birds chirping in the background or something.
Tell us about your job.
Nobody's asked me. Nobody, everything's about you, and everything that you say is interruption. Hello. Ah, la, 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 rah, 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 rah. Everything's an interruption with you. Yeah, ask me something you want to know about me, Brian.
Why do you keep cleaning the table?
Why are you going to stop bad-mouthing me on that Frasier Smith show?
You do that?
Yes, I do.
Don, why do you do that?
Because he doesn't show up.
I've been over there.
Yeah, but you didn't show up. You just... decide, hey, people.
What time is it? Somebody must be doing going over the light. Jeez, 11:11.
Oh, 11:11. Make a wish, Danny. Is that true that Paris Hilton started following you?
Hashtag dreams do come true.
Wow, Paris. She's Mazel available time. Now. She broke off the engagement.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
Look how excited he got. He's going to tweet her right now.
I don't.
She liked the beach. And
I honestly feel
the forest,
she is one of the most delusional human beings
That's
on
one
this
of my
planet.
Favorite
what?
Celebrities. What?
Paris Hilton?
Called. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Tell me why you like her.
Because I think she's so ridiculous. It's
That's
amazing.
What I'm saying. She's delusional, and I like that part. Mm-hmm. She'll be in Dubai or whatever, one of those countries, lying in the sun. She goes, oh, I love my wife. Excuse me. I love my life so much. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You have lots of money. You get to go around the world. Yes, I understand that. But there's people that look at you and think, what a fucking
cunt
you are.
Yeah, but she's grateful.
Is she grateful?
I say she's grateful. Mm-hmm. I saw her get arrested for cocaine in her car in Vegas.
Really? When?
Me, huh? My mom, and my brother Tommy. It was great.
Is that the really? One that likes me, Tommy? Or is that the other one?
Tommy doesn't know you, but Jimmy and Billy are obsessed with you, and they gave your buttons out for Christmas.
Oh, I got new buttons coming.
Oh, Jimmy will be excited.
I got new
updated
buttons.
But there's Johnny
buttons.
That's not a fan. Johnny's not a fan. You're not going to get Johnny.
Why is Johnny not a fan of his?
I'm not sure.
He just doesn't like me.
He saw Brian have a different kind of set. One night,
what do you mean?
Johnny was here with his then girlfriend, now wife, and I don't know if he threw a chair, but I just remember walking in the room and them amongst everyone else were just staring at you like, "What's happening right now?" Yeah. And he just didn't see the humor. Whereas Jimmy and Billy saw you and you destroyed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Every night's different. I think
are
people.
You in show business still?
I believe
my brother Johnny wants to know, are you still in show business?
Yes, yes, Don.
He listens most to definitely. This, Johnny. He listens.
Oh, he does. Hello, Johnny. Johnny, how are you today?
Hello,
you're
Johnny.
The Comedy Store podcast coming to you from West Hollywood, California. Johnny, get up off the couch and be happy, Johnny. Be baby. Johnny, be good. Johnny, be good, good, good. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Did I fucking say Johnny enough? You happy now, Johnny? Are you happy? Jesus. You're part of the podcast?
What in the
he's
fuck?
He's freezing his balls off right now back in Philly.
Oh, yeah, it's cold.
God. Oh, the brutal,
it's
28 brutal.
28 degrees today.
Really?
You miss Michigan? You miss freezing your fucking asshole off?
I do miss Michigan sometimes. I like the change of weather.
I go to Philadelphia when it's cold. I was just there 2 weeks ago. Oh, you're going to Long Island. It's going to be freezing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see my brother Jay.
You were brought up in Long Island,
how's
weren't
Jay
you?
How's Jay doing? Did he get any of the mail people sent him?
He was in the shop. No, he didn't get any GoFund money.
GoFund, yeah, they were supposed to send.
What was
GoFund.
He doing?
Holtzman was giving his address out saying he started a GoFundMe.
I wanted people to send him money, you know, for the GoFund.
You have to have a website that you go to
no,
make that
I don't
donation.
Want to do
that. He just wanted to be sent to his
just,
house.
That's not the way it works.
It can. Work that way.
Well, you gave his address out and nobody sent
that's
money.
Yours. That's not yours.
What is that?
That's for headphones.
I can't believe this. I like it without the headphones.
Do you?
Why don't you get him a Venmo account and have people just Venmo him money? Does Jay need money?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's
then why
he's
did
collecting
you...
money for Agent Orange from the
what?
Vietnam War. I said,
he
Jay,
is not.
You weren't even in Vietnam. You were in Thailand in a fucking bump house.
Remember there was a young lady that you told you were in Vietnam and she gave you some sexual favors because she felt bad for you?
I don't
you
know.
Remember
what?
Who that was?
I don't know.
I remember who she
who
was.
Who was it?
Ranger, stop. Ranger. Ranger.
Please
Ranger.
Give me a first name.
Lay down, Ranger.
Do I know
can't.
Her? Do I know her?
Yes. She works
really?
Here.
She works here still?
No, she did at one point.
A waitress?
For a minute. And she moved up to something different.
Can I plug something?
Yeah, sure.
Cha-Cha's got a new comedy club over
there. I love Cha-Cha. Fuck, I owe Cha-Cha
a
call.
Of course you do, Eleanor.
Damn it.
what's it called? Pellegrinos?
Pellegrino. No. Shit, now you're making me mess
Pellegrinos?
It up. Yes, on...
what's the city? What city is that?
Los Feliz.
Is it Los Feliz?
Is it on Los Feliz Boulevard?
They got a comedy club up in the top now.
It's right up the street from the Dresden. Because remember, we walked over to
Dresden. You have to be
Dresden.
A dinosaur to perform, though.
That's you not have, true.
You have to, well, kind of.
Who was on last week?
Do you perform comedy anywhere else but here?
No, I'm just down at the beach at my J job.
But you go, do you go to the Laugh Factory at all?
No, they give me spots, but they're the same spots that I, the same time. You know, he's very funny. What's his name down there?
Jay Davis.
Yeah, we'll give you spots. Well, Jay, I'm already working at the Comedy Store at that fucking time, Jay.
I have a spot there tonight. And then I have to rush back.
Sometimes you can work it out, but...
But sometimes they're so far behind.
And I don't like the way that you have to put in for your availabilities for like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen next week, Jay. Do it a week by week, Jay.
What are you so negative about?
What are you so angry about?
The van.
Still
the
holding that
van.
Against...
It was horrible, and they call you on the phone. They try to convince you to come back, and they can't do the project without you, and you're going back.
Did they really?
And they said, well, what can you do to come back? I said, well, how about some money? How about some money? If you give me $1,000, I'll
get in the van.
I'll come back.
Oh, no, we can't do that. That's impossible.
Let me just see if I understand this right. You made an agreement to do this show.
Yes. Right.
And then when I got there, I got spooked.
And then they had everything set up for you to have your role.
Let me finish.
Then when you got there, you decided, nope, I'm not going to do this, and you just decided to walk.
I went home.
Yeah, that's professional as can be.
I went home. I said, Van? What do you mean you're going to drive us around in a van?
Do you feel bad about that at all right now?
No. There's a billion fucking comics in this town. A billion with a B. And there are comics that are actors and actresses who aren't even comics who are doing comedy. There's a billion fucking comics, right?
That's right.
They'll find some fucking other fucking person to get in the fucking van.
But they wanted you.
They can't have me in the van. I'm not going in the fucking van. They should have told me, you're going to go to here and then we're going to put you in a van.
That should be the name of your special.
But they give you so little information. And I got spooked. I got spooked.
Oh, here's a question I have.
Recently, I want to apologize. Well, how long ago?
Hey, I'm gonna turn off your mic.
It's fine. No, don't you dare.
No, but then why can't anybody ask him anything?
You asked him a question.
No, I'm trying to ask him a question.
Still going off on it.
Let me ask you this. Recently,
why can't you just ask me? Why do you have to ask me before you ask me?
Don't turn off his mic.
Hey, testing.
Brett's not in there, so I don't know if it's on or off.
Good.
So go ahead. What was the question you're going to ask him?
I think I may have forgotten. Oh, you were recently showcasing for somebody.
Ooh.
And you supposedly did very well. What happened from that?
I didn't showcase for anybody. Bill Burr was running his hour in the main room.
Oh, how did that go?
And they needed a couple of dancing birds or bears to go up before him. That's all that was.
You think that? No, I don't believe that was it at all.
How did you do going up before Bill?
I don't know.
No, how did you feel about your set? What do you mean you don't know?
I thought it was just fine.
Is his mic still on?
Testing.
Yeah,
testing.
We got it. But wasn't that for the Comedy Store documentary?
Oh, that's different.
I'm not sure what it is. Nothing is nothing.
By the way, for the Comedy Store documentary, you already did film, and that was phenomenal. You killed it.
Well, you see, nothing is nothing until it's something. You know,
they're going to chop it up and it'll look great.
Yeah, well, at least they brought you. I guess a guy who's been here longer and spent more stage time on this stage is here than anybody else in the history. Yeah, I was here longer. No, I've been here longer than you. I've been here longer than you. I've spent more time.
Do you know your date?
No, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Just like it doesn't matter, anyone ever passed as a paid regular?
Oh, wait a minute.
I was passed.
Wait a minute.
You said you weren't.
No, I said it didn't go through the normal procedure.
Well, then it's void.
No, it isn't void.
It's void.
Am I getting spots? So it's not void.
So he got repassed by Tommy. Well,
Tommy?
Do you remember Tommy?
Tommy?
He's back on Facebook.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's...
became my friend on Facebook and comments. He comments on you, actually.
Does he?
There was that picture of you and I from the other day.
How come I don't see that on my thing?
Because you don't.
You got to dig deep, probably.
Probably have to follow me.
Why can't you send it to me?
Because I'm not going. Is it on Facebook or Instagram?
It's on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
And on Facebook, Tommy retorted to it, and he said, "Oh, there's a guy that was Mitzi Shore's favorite comic for a while."
For a while.
That's what he said.
Wow! Look at those fight words.
For a while. Continuously. What do you mean for a while?
I'm not going to
take.
You
think it was a fad?
I'm not going to take mine as a comic. We were friends in a different capacity. When I started doing comedy, she was already like.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, but for comics, that's you guys. She loved you guys.
I will say this: you've really done wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
You've really done wonderful, and you should be very proud of yourself.
I'm trying. What is he doing? Carnegie Hall's coming up.
What?
Well, Dice is doing it. I'm just opening.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I have my friend here. Here's some pictures of me with a friend, fan.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's the inside of that club I was telling you about.
Why would you bring that up during a podcast?
That's the sound of inside of a comedy club.
But why would you do
where?
That?
Tell them where.
This is called the Comedy Bar in Chicago.
This is a radio show, okay? So you kind of have to break things down. So when you play it like that, though, some people just listen audio. They don't know what you're saying.
See if we can get somebody on the phone.
Why? We're right here. Talk to us.
Yeah, it would be smart.
Why do you want to not talk? Who you want to call? Just, Ghostbusters?
I'll show you who I'm calling first, and then you'll say whether you think I should put the call in.
Okay.
Don, how's your job?
What do you mean? How's my job?
Both of you are on your phone. I feel like I'm working with two teenage
girls. No, I'm trying to sit here every time I open my mouth. Yapper yap over there. Who?
Hello? Hello?
What was that ring?
Hello, Brian?
Go ahead.
It's me, Don.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. I'm on a podcast. Where are you
at? So am I. I'm on a podcast myself.
Wow.
Get off the phone. Great. Hang up.
I definitely lost control of this podcast.
I'm the co-host, and I decided that's what I wanted to do.
So who are you trying to call?
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Okay.
I love it.
But if it's Jeff Richards, don't bother him. He's in Chicago.
Oh, this is a lot of dead air.
Yeah, this is too much dead air.
How's that?
That really brought it back. Thank you. Now you got my brother Johnny.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? That's what I don't like about the
radio.
You know, you got to keep talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's supposed to. You're supposed
people
to just
don't
keep
hear a lot of talking.
That's what people
no,
listen.
They're
for.
Listening for.
What
they're,
is happening?
I saw her.
Don, you do a podcast.
Yes, I do. I've done over
how many?
300.
What are you at?
Over 300.
Yeah, we're. I think we're 170. Yeah, I don't know where we are.
Over 300.
I'm so bad. I should know that, but I'm not over 300 for sure. That's amazing.
Definitely over 300, and getting close to 400.
I bought a.
Oh my God!
I bought a kit.
Who's
99.
Calling?
You're on the air at the Comedy Store podcast. Do you want to say a little?
Jimmy
Don
Schubert.
Barris is here, and Ellen Kerrigan.
Eleanor. This
not
is your
Ellen.
Fault, Jimmy, because he's.
Go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? Tell everybody hello.
No, hi, Jimmy.
No, I called you so you could do that.
Why
well,
don't
hello,
you
everybody.
Have him plug?
Hi, Jimmy Schubert.
Have him plug his special. He's got a special out
plug
right
your,
now.
Plug your special.
Oh yeah, man! Okay. Special dropping July 15th at midnight on Vimeo. Go to JimmySchubert.com. Right there, pre-order.
Well,
I must have had a technical problem. Sorry.
It's a killer special. No, I'm sure it's hilarious, but I love to fuck with Jimmy Schubert. He was supposed to do the podcast this week.
Are you going
to
call him again?
And he canceled. Just tell him we got dislocated. I mean, this is disconnected.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Can you plug it again? We got disconnected.
Okay, yeah. It's my special. It's dropped January 15th at midnight.
All right. Why don't we talk about people in here? If we're pushing stuff,
yeah,
why can't we push
promote.
Something?
You better.
I'm going to be in La Jolla with Vicky Barbalak.
When are you doing that?
Vicky Barbalak from America's Got Talent or Pretty Serious Problems.
Oh, it's just a great podcast.
This is one of.
That's the old fashioned ring. That's the old fashioned ring.
That's a kitchen
ring.
Phone ring.
Exactly.
Is that what it says?
Jim, is that you?
Yes, it is, sir.
Go ahead and plug that special again, if you don't mind.
I'll get it right the third time, as long as we don't cut out. Yeah, it's my new special, Zero Tolerance. It's an hour special. It's available on Vimeo. But people go to JimmySchubert.com, and you can see it there. It's available for pre-order, for rent, or buy. It's a kick-ass special. So if people want to go check it out, go download it. It's hilarious.
Jimmy Schubert.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
thank
Jimmy.
You.
Question about the special. Who would you compare yourself to if like they didn't know who you were but they liked comedy? What comic would you compare yourself to?
That's a good question.
You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to, Jim.
He's my co-host.
So, I think it's time for somebody to dance on top of his fucking head.
Yeah, you know what, bro? Who do I remind him of?
Jimmy Schubert.
Hey, where are you? Are you with us in California? Are you in?
I'm in California, bro. I'm getting ready to watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow, I saw it. I was kind of excited, but a little bit disappointed.
What is this,
a movie
review?
I wish they would have kept the the gayness out of it. Just focused on the music.
I'm wearing these pants while I'm watching it, so hopefully it'll be. Hopefully I'll be respectful.
difficult to explain to my nieces and nephews about blowjobs.
It's a great stuff.
You know what,
great
Brian,
podcast.
This is crazy.
All right. Eleanor,
Jimmy, we love you.
We love you, buddy.
I love you too, Eleanor.
Bye.
Good luck, guys. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right.
Good luck in the
enjoy
future.
Enjoy the movie.
And by the way, enjoy the special with Jimmy. What's the name of the special, Jimmy?
Zero fucks.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
People go to jimmyschubert.com. It's right on my front page. You can get it. You can pre-order it. You can download it January 15th at midnight, which is Eastern Standard Time, which is 9 o'clock Pacific Time.
And I think you have a forward cameo by Wheels Parisi, I think, in it as well, don't you?
Wheels with a key grip in it.
Yeah.
He's a key grip and the, what do they call it, craft he's services?
And he's the best boy as well.
He is a best boy, isn't he?
The king of
cannolis. All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Jimmy.
See you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So he canceled on me for this weekend to go see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Seems like that's what he did.
Oh, that hurts. I mean, I think Jimmy's one of the funniest, and people should go see. You don't think he's funny?
Of course he is.
You don't think he's funny?
I've looked up hey, to Jimmy since I first started comedy.
If he wrote it, he's going to say it. That's Jimmy. That's what he does. He sticks to the bit. He wrote the bit. He's doing the bit. Don't fuck around.
So tell us, how's your job going, Don?
What do you want to know about
it? You have a dream job.
He's got
you
a
know
day
that?
Job, too, down at the studio. There.
But that's
the
a dream theater. Job, kind of, right?
There's nice things
he's
about it,
my
yes.
family there.
There's amazing things about
my
it.
My family's yes. been there.
Yeah, I was
used
very
to
nice.
To be able to sit right in the audience, but it got so popular, now we
didn't
we
you go there and mess things up for Don one time?
No, that was on the Man Show.
Oh, that was the Man Show,
no,
not
right.
the Kimmel
no,
Show.
He's talking about when I got ratted out by the guy who's the new security guard.
Oh, you mean somebody? When you came, when you were during your drinking days, when you came to the parking lot?
I thought he was helping me. I thought he was going to get Don. No. He was just going to tell on me. That guy, man.
Now, my brother Johnny loves Don. But oh. Don put him on the Man Show. He let him dance. You remember? You got him
yes,
to
I do.
The stripper dance.
Yes, I do.
Very exciting.
Oh, he's very, very.
I'm very good to people that come and see the show.
Yeah,
I'm very
true.
Good. I'm a very good host, and I make sure that everybody's well. And they come over to Jimmy Kimmel. They get to hang in the green room. They get to see me. Why is this over here?
I don't know. You're giving him anxiety because every time we
all right, what is
well,
what
I'm going to do? I'm going to be working with Vicky Barbalak.
Okay, good. Let's
America's
plug
Got
oh,
Talent.
Oh, there goes my time. That's
Super,
it for me.
Super Bowl.
Now we're
Super
right back
Bowl
to
weekend.
You.
Oh, nice. Can I see this?
I haven't been to...
Do you think the Rams will be in the Super Bowl?
I haven't been to La Jolla in a long, long time. I got my new driver's license, too, my real ID.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. And I got Clear. You travel a lot. Have you
I don't clear.
About the Clear
We
program?
Are going to have to wrap this up soon.
So. Holy cow.
You get a lot of calls while you're podcasting.
Hello, Don. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, if you want, I'm the co-host of the show today. Maybe you could ask me a question here and there. Or let me ask you a question.
How's your job? How's the job down at the theater? Jimmy Kimmel Live. Channel 7.
Great question.
ABC, Coast to Coast.
It's doing very well.
Let's hang up the phones, yeah?
How many countries are you in with that? Where does that go? That goes all over the world, doesn't it?
Everywhere, right?
It's on the worldwide internet, so yes.
World Wide Web?
That's amazing.
Why is that amazing?
No, I love it. I think
I'll tell you something very, very interesting about that. Jimmy was one of the first guys to really push the internet. He took stars from the internet and brought him on the show.
Him and the vice president. What was his name?
Dan Quayle?
No.
Who are you talking
Clinton's
about?
Clinton's vice president was big with the internet.
Oh, Gore. Al
yeah,
Gore.
Him and Al Gore, I guess.
My fault. I forgot
Jimmy
about
Kimmel
him.
And,
I think
Al
that's
Gore.
What I was thinking of when I said
I would say
Dan
one
Quayle.
Of the coolest people that's been a...
And Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, our
man
cleaning
at the comedy
man?
Store, yeah. Mm-hmm. Juan Carlos, too.
Well, that's a surprise because
I
don't think he's ever been
internet.
On the...
Oh, he's a real IT man. There's no doubt about it.
I did not know that. I'm very proud of him for that. That's
Juan
a big Juan.
Carlos. Have you ever shook Barack Obama's hand? I have twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I think so.
Were you excited to meet him? Seriously, like I don't know if I.
I'll tell you something
he
very.
He's like status quo, though. He kind of just.
He just kind of did.
No,
he really didn't make any waves, and he just
does have a lot of charisma.
He's unbelievable,
but he just kept the status quo.
No, but you know what? What's really funny watching?
We need a wall, man. We need a wall. We need
just
a wall
second.
Now.
I was talking. I thought that I was going to be.
You're
going to
get
something.
Johnny on your side again.
We need a wall.
Really?
Everybody knows we need a wall.
Why do we need a wall?
They'll dig right under it, weirdo. You know this.
Well, you know we.
What about those children?
We don't want to talk about the tunnels. Just let's build a wall.
Do you think those children should be taken away from their parents?
All children, they should be chipped and rehomed.
Where would you rehome them, on that side or this side?
To families who want to adopt, I guess. I don't know.
Do you guys ever watch Narcos?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, my God, you have to watch
Narcos. I don't watch TV.
Mexico?
Yes, I have
Listen
three.
To me.
Three.
What the fuck do you watch?
Mexico.
What are you watching?
Will explain why these poor people are running out of this country.
They're running for their lives, right?
It's
running
nothing like I've ever seen.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Why?
Just everybody is corrupt.
Yeah. Oh,
from down to your tailor to the president.
I remember going
everybody's
on a movie with Stupid.
So no. Sad.
With Stupid took me.
Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
And excuse me. And when we went there, they paid
Ranger,
the police.
Stop it, Ranger. Stop it. Sit down. Sit the fuck down, Ranger.
Stop it.
Sorry.
So they paid the
police. They paid the police to watch the wardrobe trailer. But they had to pay extra if they wanted them to do anything while they were watching. Because I talked to him, you stupid fuck.
He was on the movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk, and you know, my next question is always, well, how do you know?
Well, I just told you how I know.
I like to get
there
a sign
you
just hanging on my
cell. Well, how do you know?
How do you know?
So what did you do today, Brian? What was your day like?
Oh, today we had a problem, real tragic. Some gentleman was going too fast and
on the 101?
On Aviation Boulevard in South Bay and hit a palm tree, and he perished.
He died?
Yes.
Really?
And it caught fire, and he probably didn't suffer. Probably the accident
killed him instantly.
And then the fire just...
Did you see the guy on the 101 that they shot?
That was
Calabasas?
Oh, yes.
That was great.
What happened there? What was that all about?
He wanted free checking. Chase. He just wanted to free checking.
Is that what the whole thing was about?
He wanted free checking.
All right, well, then he had a reason.
They came.
Free checking is not an easy thing.
But what I just saw where they kind of...
Me too.
Picks
I only
them.
Saw a glimpse in between the
How about
Rams
the bowling
game?
Alley? Torrance.
All right, we're trying to talk about one subject. Maybe someday somebody could listen to what this is or look it up in
the
newspaper.
The guy didn't. They didn't have his shoes.
What?
What?
They didn't have his size shoes at the bowling alley, so they just went.
Oh, down. That's why he did it. Are you talking about the guy that got killed?
On the 101?
Do you have any idea why that guy was shot?
I don't. I just
Hiroshima.
Know it was a chase.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki. You know, what do you want to talk about?
The Frozen Chosen.
Yeah, Vietnam. You know,
that's Korea.
Levittown houses. You know, you're jumping around. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, is that what you said? I'm the co-host of this fucking show today, and you've made me look like an unprofessional.
We're going to have to wrap this up, because Bobby Lee's here now.
And what does he want? Does he come in?
I don't know.
Johnny, what's your brother's name again?
My brother Johnny.
Johnny, how are you? We're going to wrap this up, Johnny.
Here's Bobby Lee.
Hey, Johnny.
Bobby Lee, come inside. Holy shit. Bobby fucking Lee.
Why are you?
Bobby fucking Lee. Ranger, get away from him. He's not for food.
Hey, you're going up next, though, in like 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I told you. That's why we got to wrap it up.
Why does it smell so good? Hey, yeah, dude.
He was just. Why are you so excited right now? Why couldn't you be this?
Always running in and out.
Yeah, man, we're friends, man.
I first met Bobby Lee in La Jolla.
Why couldn't you be?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Why couldn't you be this excited during the whole podcast? Why you had to wait for this poor little Korean guy?
How about you? Nothing but babble the entire time.
Did you go up already?
What? Wait, Brian, are you leaving?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be here. I just want to say hi.
We're wrapping this up.
Yeah, you're leaving. I'm going to leave too.
We're wrapping it up.
I'm going to go.
Brian, come back
it. Yeah, come back and wrap it up, dude. You got to go back and wrap it up.
Okay, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby Lee.
Thank you, Bobby.
Hello, Brian. Nice to see you again.
He's a fucking psycho.
Don't worry.
Hey.
First of all, if you ever get that excited over some fucking idiot like Bobby Lee, I'll fucking kill you. Sorry, Bobby. Oh, he can't hear me. Fuck him. Bobby.
He's on a new television show, too.
No, that show got canceled. Now, let's move on. That's how fast show business goes.
What's going on with you? You seem nervous.
Tell
Are you
me
nervous?
When you're in La Jolla. Let's book.
Super Bowl weekend, Thursday, one show. Friday and Saturday, two shows.
I'm with Vicky Barbalak in Pearl Street, 619 Pearl Street.
916 Pearl Street.
Said Stephen Pearl Street.
And we're also going to be working with Betsy.
Salkind, however you say it.
So I'm. She asked me to do it, and I was more than happy to accommodate her.
Well, Vicky
Barbalak was happy.
Yeah. Danny, are you guys going to Brooklyn anytime soon? Is that like a once-a-year thing?
No, once-a-year thing, probably in October. We might be going to Vegas from this show.
Ooh.
You know, if I wasn't working, I would have followed you to New York for sure.
And you know what? I would have had security
and
take you off the premises.
I would have stayed in your room with
you in New York City.
No, you we would have had a great time. Are you kidding me? Yeah, are you kidding me?
I like this is a good high note.
You can't stop me from traveling. I'll get the flight. I'll be on the plane following your
plane.
What
if he says get in the van? Will you get in a van?
So get clear. Get clear. You travel a lot.
I don't want to start with the fucking clear. I hate that thing. It's $300 a year. Go
what is
fuck
that?
Yourself.
Yeah, but you
clear?
Never know when you're going to need it. Elmo.
Why am I sitting here? Why am
clear
I even here?
I got global entry. I got TSA pre-check.
When you get clear,
you get TSA pre-check.
You don't have to. You just go right to the front.
Ranger,
of the line.
No.
So it's but it's really expensive and it's stupid.
What's
and
really
they don't
expensive.
Fucking really put you in the front of the line.
What do they do?
Trust
I'm gonna
me.
Use it on the 15th for the first time. What
well,
do they do?
I'll try it because Dice has it and he's always arguing with them because he's stuck in a longer line with clear than he is with the other. And I'm I got through.
Wait a minute, hold everything. You're
it's
saying
my fingerprints and my eyes.
We did all
Andrew
that.
Andrew argued about
so you
something.
Have clear. Good, yeah. Good, Eleanor.
I got rid of it. It's $300 a year or something.
Yeah, it's like $217.
I'm not doing it.
If you fly a lot, it might be worth it.
How did you? So, would you just use it for 1 year and then you just didn't realize?
I get to the airport on time. That's what I do.
It's just another tax, but I don't care. I got a transponder.
But it's only one airline that has it, not a whole thing.
Notice
what airline?
Terminals. Clear, is that different terminals?
No, it was just Delta, I think. Or not Delta.
Is it American?
It's not American because I fly a lot of American. It wasn't on there. So, I stopped using it.
Wow. Anybody else we could call? Any other way to avoid talking to me?
We have to wrap this up. I love both of you.
Well,
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, well, Happy New Year to everybody.
I'm glad you two didn't kill each other.
No, well, I guarantee you this will be the last time I do this.
Can't believe
why?
Why? Because every time I come here, I can't say, and look, listen to him. What is he talking about? What are you talking about right now?
He wants me to get excited over Bobby Lee.
I don't blame you.
Why do you got
to be so hateful towards me?
To who? You?
To me.
Is it because he's a celebrity of sorts?
I just think it's maybe because where he's from.
You think it's his personality?
I don't.
Okay,
I can't put my.
You're supposed to answer it faster, Brian.
I can't
Brian.
Put my finger on it. I just can't put my fucking finger on it.
All right, I got to go do a spot. You got to go do a spot. And Don has to go do a spot.
We're all on the same show tonight at the World Famous Comedy Store.
Anything I can say at all?
Happy birthday to Adam Ennert. Happy birthday.
Adam Ebay.
Egot.
The best comedy talent coordinator in the business.
Tommy's going to listen to this, and he's going to get mad.
Well,
so.
I love Tommy.
Tommy did a good job.
And listening to the whole thing.
Mitzi.
She's here now.
Oh, God, Mitzi.
Yeah, trying to get in your pants.
Mitzi, God.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Is there any way I can say anything about myself before we go? Like, hey, listen, you know, he's pushing Jimmy Schubert. Okay.
You can't. Brian,
go ahead.
Pissed off my co-host.
Come on, Don. Please.
You pissed off my co-host.
I wouldn't say another word.
No. All
Jesus.
You do. All
that
you
wasn't
ever
a word.
Do.
You were snoring.
All you ever do is insult.
I'm awake now. Come on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No,
all right,
I
gotta
to.
Go.
No.
I gotta go to the Laugh Factory.
I can't say anything.
You gotta be scheduled.
Okay, then forget it. I won't say anything.
No. We want to hear.
No, I don't want to hear. I don't want to say anything.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm not going to.
Go ahead, Don.
Nope, not going
Give
to.
Give us a closing line or two.
It's
please.
Not a closing line. It's just like, hey, once in a while you promote yourself. That's what these are for. I would like to say something about myself. You work at an airport, I think, still.
We're all ears. I'm on the ready pool for the TSA, too, but they haven't called me yet. Go ahead. We're all ears. We're all ears, Don. Go ahead.
Okay, check out all the new things happening at simplydonthepodcastnetwork.com.
Say it again, Don.
Love it.
I'm not going to say it again.
Simply Don the Podcast.
You
got to
say it twice. That's professionalism.
Podcast Network.
I'm sorry. Simply Don the Podcast Network.
But it probably will work just as well as if you said
to save
Simply
the children.
Don. Okay, there you go.
Brother
interrupt.
Jay
right.
Is at, 658 Sound Avenue. B8. the Ramblewood
Call
Trailer
Jimmy
Park.
Schubert. See what's up with him right now.
And
all right, you two are
go to
Long
Simply
Island.
Don. You can go to Simply Don too.
And please be generous.
And come to the Ding Dong Show. It's one of my favorites. Look, I'm Ding getting called. I gotta go.
KLOS 95.5 KLOS. Frazier Smith.
Please check out, rate, subscribe, Comedy Store Podcast. Thank you, Don Barris, for being our co-host. And
I wasn't the co-host.
Brian Holtzman.
I wasn't the co-host.
Ranger, down, Ranger, down.
Your dog.
Bitch, down, Ranger.
Fucking everything up.
Ranger.
Holtzman, they're calling you to go
up
on stage.
There you go. EleanorJKerrigan.com. Go Ranger. Check out. Brian, go with the fucking dog. All right, Don, I'm so sorry. He didn't let you get a word in edgewise, but I got to go because I got to go upstairs.
Good luck in the future. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank
I love
you guys
you.
So much. Love you. Bye.